Hey, hello, and welcome back to Beating the System of Kevin Sue, episode 49. Today, I'm going to be talking about one of my finest deals I've accomplished. That's not really a scam, it's just a great deal. And I just did it about like 5 minutes before I recorded this. Now, let me start this off by mentioning that I was recently hired to play. Well, maybe not hired, because I wasn't being paid. But we'll get back to that, actually. To play the national anthem on the electric guitar for my school. Now, first I played at the freshman orientation out of my Fender Mustang amp. That's like one of those amps you plug in the computer, you mess around with it, you got all the effects and stuff in it. But it was pretty good, but when they asked me to play it for the pep rally and the football game, I couldn't just rely on the sound of the amp itself. Luckily, it has a headphone jack that I could plug into the sound system in the football field. It sounded amazing, but like apparently all the Fender Mustang amps from that model, the jacks were all busted. And I had fixed them and repaired them, but it just wouldn't work reliably. In fact, when the pep rally came around, the headphone jack broke. And apparently the national anthem was inaudible for 90% of the people there. So that was a big bust. But by the time of the football game, it managed to work just fine. In fact, if you want to hear that, that'll be available on streaming services to listen to. The national anthem live at the Falcon's Nest. That's what I called it. I even have the little sound check that I recorded directly into the phone. Well, yeah, whatever. Anyway, besides all that, is that I needed a new amp. I decided to go with the fancier, the new model of the Mustang amp. But it was $150 at Guitar Center and Music and Arts. Now, I didn't want to pay for shipping. I didn't want to have to wait all that time up as much as a week for shipping, especially because I'll need it sooner than later to play at school and have it prepared and to record for my band that I produce music with, which is just me, by the way. So, I was thinking, how can I get the price from Amazon, which was $130, versus the $150 at Guitar Center or Music and Arts? So, I go to the Guitar Center website. I go to the page. I hit the chat button. Wait in line and all that. I get in the chat with the person there. I'm like, can you do a price match with Amazon on this product? Like, yes, we'll see what we can do. I send them the number, the product number. I send them the link to the Amazon page. And they try to jip me. Because they're like, oh, well, it says for us, this product is out of stock. And I'm like, hell no, it isn't out of stock. I can put 5 of them in my cart. And they're like, no, temporarily out of stock. We cannot honor this deal. I'm like, all right, how about Sweetwater? So I send them the link to that, and they must figure it's too much work to fight me anymore. So like, yeah, we can do this deal. And that's all it really took. And then as it turns out, look into this. You can do this with pretty much any product. So before you ever buy anything from Guitar Center, which by the way, I don't even buy from Guitar Center anymore. I buy from Sweetwater. This was just a matter of convenience. You should always do a price check with Amazon and Sweetwater and try to fight them to bring down the price. Now, I mentioned Music and Arts earlier because that was my other option, but they would never take that kind of deal. And also another thing is when you're trying to check out, because you have to check out through the live chat instead of regular checkout, they'd be like, before we send you this link, would you like to buy pro coverage? No. That's what I said. They're like, well, pro coverage offers this, this, and this. I'm like, no. We can give you 36 months or 24 months. I'm like, no, I want no coverage. And they're like, okay. You ready to check out? I say yes. Then they're like, how would you like to purchase some lessons? I'm like, I don't need lessons. I've played guitar for like, I don't know how, 8 years or something. Because that's another thing they do. They try to be all personal with you. Like, oh, how long have you played your insert instrument here? Or like, how long have you been interested in music? And all that. And I tell them, and that's just their way of saying, well, we can sell you some more gear and all that. I don't need gear. This is kind of a time crunch. I want to buy my product. So then eventually after fighting them for long enough, turning down, buying all the lessons and all that, I get to the checkout. I'm able to purchase it and all goes through. So if you ever want to purchase anything from Guitar Center, just make sure to do your little research ahead of time. Amazon, I highly recommend. Although I will add, if it's like a on sale where it's a limited quantity, which I do see sometimes, more specifically with Sweetwater, they do not honor that. So just do your research is what I have to say. Well, there's another episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. Technically, this is like the 55th or 56th episode, but some of the episodes I had to take down for explicit content and, like, coarse language or whatever. But, those could come back at some point. So technically, this will be listed as episode 49, but it is not episode 49. So episode 50, which is next, is not actually episode 50. It will be episode 57 or 56. But I'm going to do something special for it. What it is, I'm not going to tell you. By the way, that whole thing in the middle, that was all one take. One take.